A popular Outcast production.
Hey, you. Do you shop on Amazon? Of course you do, you stupid. So how about before you head on over to Amazon.com, why don't you first go to whatthehell.popularoutcast.com or any of the other, you know, wonderful Popular Outcast websites, and click on that purple Amazon link, and just shop normally, like you would normally do on a normal day with any other given normal circumstances, and whatever you buy, a little bit percentage goes to the Popular Outcasts, which, you know, helps everybody all around. So why don't you do me a favor and stop slacking and take care of that, huh? Thanks. Here's this week's episode of What That with Nathan Perel with good friend Christopher Campbell. Enjoy it. What the hell with Nathan Perel? It's only named that because it rhymes. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Perel. I'm your host, Nathan Perel. What a surprise.
Yeah, you really got everyone there. No one knew that was coming.
I say that every episode.
I know. That song, that was an amazing song.
Yeah,
I've never heard anything quite like that before in my
amazing
life.
So, hello, I'm Nathan Perel. You know me.
We covered that, actually. Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
And with me today is my good friend, Christopher Campbell.
That's me. I'm Christopher Campbell. Christopher James Campbell. Chris James. I don't know. I go by many names. Chris Campbell, usually.
So, Chris gave me a drink to try.
I did. I went to, me and my wife, Aubrey, we go to Total Wine, which is this, this store in Las Vegas. It's kind of like a Disneyland of alcohol. It's literally anything that you could possibly...
Is it only here?
I don't know, actually. I'm going to look that up. But there is one here. So we're by Cheesecake Factory. And we saw this. It's Cherry Cola Vodka. And it says, it's poppin'. It says that on the bottle. It's poppin'. Poppin' Cherry Cola. And I originally tried it just by itself, because I do that. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. I pour myself a little tiny glass of, you know, just straight whatever. It's, you know, it's good. And it tastes like straight cough medicine, so I was very unimpressed. I was kind of upset because
I bought
a whole
bottle.
That's
not a very good taste.
And then Aubrey was like, why don't we put it in some Coke? So it'd be like Cherry Coke. It'd be like boozy Cherry Coke. So I did that, and it was phenomenal. And so now I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, it is pretty good. It's
and
a very, it's like a, it's a pretty calm.
It's full.
Pretty calm.
It's a full-bodied.
Yeah, real good.
Full-bodied drink there.
Do you want this to be one of your segments for future episodes?
Where I can mix a drink for you?
Yeah, or you just,
yes, I can find, sure, that would be great. We've been working on my little cupboard here. We just moved into our apartment probably about four or five months ago. And I'm working on my alcohol cupboard. So it's going pretty well. Got some stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we can do that. It'd be nice.
Okay. Oh, I just remembered what I mentioned about you in the last episode.
Oh yeah. Okay. Hold on. I'm sure. I guess I've heard. I was brought up quite a few times in the last episode, which makes me a little nervous because honestly, I haven't heard it, so I don't know what's being said about me, which always worries me.
Just really nice things, but also that I've never used your restroom. Here, I've never used the bathroom in your apartment.
You've never used the bathroom in my apartment?
Nope.
Wow.
I've maybe washed my hands, but that's it. Never used it.
Okay, well, it's a really nice bathroom.
Yeah.
We spared no expense on the rugs
mm-hmm.
that are under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
The towels are also really nice, Egyptian cotton. And, yeah, we poured a lot of our heart and soul into making that bathroom a nice place to be. Also, and this is not something that everybody needs to know, but I'm going to tell you anyways, the square footage of this apartment is divided up a little weird. There's a large kitchen living room area. Very open. And then there's a hallway that goes back to the bedroom, which is fine. It's a one bedroom. It's just, you know, just me and her. And then across from that is the bathroom, which I like also to call our second bedroom because it is quite large.
It is.
Which is interesting because I feel like the floor plans of this apartment was actually made for like wheelchair people, which is nice. But we're on the third floor, so
that doesn't help.
I don't understand why we stuck with that layout, and I'm like, I wish we could have like, you know, pushed our dining room out a little bit or done anything. You know, I don't need to. We could have a full-on dance party in that bathroom, and it's a little
mm-hmm.
it's excessive. You know, you don't need that much space.
We could literally fit all of our friend group.
We could literally fit our entire friend group in there.
We could. So we're at your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Previously mentioned. It's
so I don't have all of my notes with me.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. But typically, the first segment that we go into after we have our little introduction is what have you been watching lately, or what have you been listening to?
What have I been watching? Okay, well, I mean, me and Aubrey are catching up on How I Met Your Mother, so we've been kind of going through that awesome show. At work, this is also something I can tell you guys about. At work, I work at Wells Fargo and in a call center, so we have a big, large TV. There's no sound, but there's a big, huge TV. I watch it all day long. I'm, like, talking to people. I'm pretending to do work. I'm just watching TV all day. And they'll put it on different channels until we get bored. Sometimes they put it on CNN, which everyone hates because it's super depressing. Sometimes we watch Food Network. Cartoon Network is really popular. We were watching Cartoon Network for probably a good 3 weeks there. So I got really into Looney Tunes. You know, old Scooby-Doo reruns, stuff like that. Right now we're watching the Game Show Network.
Ooh, that could be fun.
So I'm really into like 70s episodes of like Pyramid and Lingo.
Oh, I like Lingo.
Yeah.
I used to watch that show all the time.
I had no idea. I've picked up on Lingo without sound. I've never seen Lingo with sound.
Oh, really?
So I'm interested to watch some of these. Commercials, first of all, are a whole different ballgame without sound. So I'm really interested. Aubrey always makes fun of me because I really am interested in commercials when they come on TV. I'm like, I've never seen this commercial with sound, okay? Shut your mouth. Let me watch it. I don't know what's going to... I'll be rewinding live television to watch commercials.
It adds a whole new, like, wonder.
It's very interesting. So. We're really into that right now. I kind of want to watch some Pyramid. I think that sounds like a blast. I would need to be on Pyramid. I'll be a blast at that show.
I don't think they make that anymore.
They don't. It kind of morphed into Catchphrase, which is like a really lame...
Yeah, they keep like remaking the old
game,
ones.
I know.
I don't really like it. They remade Pressure Luck, which was pretty good, but that original one was amazing.
I don't know about Pressure Luck. There's a couple of them that are annoying, and I'm like, thank God.
There's no
sound in this, and I can just do work.
There's like a square thing, and the light goes around on the squares, and you have to push
the
button.
They had that. No, I've seen that. I didn't know that's what that was. That actually looks kind of interesting.
Yeah, and you don't want to hit the whammies and stuff. There was this one guy.
Whammy!
There was this one guy the old one who watched it every day and learned the patterns.
Nice.
So he was just bam, bam, getting all of the big prizes and
stuff.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah, so they had to like.
Ooh, funny. Game Showception here. Today I was watching Pyramid, actually, I think it was. And Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune was one of the contestants.
What?
And I was like, is that Pat?
Was he the host of Wheel of
Fortune
at the time?
No, I don't think so. I think this was pre-Wheel of Fortune because he seemed, unless it was like some kind of like all-star pyramid, I didn't recognize any other people. So it could have been true, could have not. But I was like, what? Pat? Pat's on there?
Huh.
That's crazy. Which also makes me want to watch Wheel of Fortune, which I'm not good at.
That's crazy.
But
there was this one game show that I used to always watch. Don't remember what it was called, but it had like... I had like 8 celebrities, and they gave you like a sentence, but there was a blank, and then you wrote down your thing, and you got points based on how many of the celebrities wrote the same thing as you.
Yes! What show was that? Oh my gosh.
There are people at home listening that know it.
Please text in. Oh.
I don't think they can.
I know,
do that.
They can't because it's not live. Dang it.
What was that game called?
Oh,
I want to say
gosh.
It was something match.
Probably.
Was it the match game? It may have been called
the
match game.
Was it match game?
It may have been called match game.
I don't know. You know what show I miss from the 90s? Or early? I guess it was late 90s, maybe early 2000s. I don't remember how old I was, but Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
I thought that show was hilarious.
I love that
And my
show.
Parents would never let me watch it because...
Why?
I don't know. I guess they were sarcastic or something.
I watched that all the time with my parents.
Well... I think the home situation growing up in your house
and
my house
was really,
slightly
it was
different.
Really different.
I wasn't allowed to watch like Cartoon Network or Disney Channel or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I watched like Arthur and DuckTales and stuff.
I watched all that stuff. I wasn't allowed to watch Dexter's Laboratory though because I was over at our neighbor's house one time and Dexter mooned somebody or something.
Nice.
And the little kids at that house saw it and got real upset by it. and told their parents, and then their parents talked to my parents about this Dexter's Laboratory, which is a terrible show.
Dexter's Laboratory.
I wasn't supposed to watch Dexter's Laboratory.
You know what show I will never let my kids watch is Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I love
that
show.
No matter how old they get, no one needs to see that.
It's a terrifying show.
It's terrifying. There is stuff on that show that is legitimately, like, evil. I don't care what religion you're from. It should not be seen, especially by little children.
Yeah, I had nightmares from the mole episode for weeks.
There's crazy stuff on that show.
Doc Gerbil's world is still, that song is still stuck in my head.
It's
constantly
awful. It's awful.
It's Doc Gerbil's world. It's Doc Gerbil's world.
Yeah, we don't need to relive it. It's fine.
It's Doc Gerbil's
it's fine.
World. I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah. No, crazy, crazy show.
So, next segment is usually...
That segment's done?
Yeah, I
you
like
just,
to abruptly
the
end segments.
The conversation died.
Well,
seven
we could
seconds.
Have kept going on, but that's a segment that's supposed to be shorter. It's a short one.
The seven-second lull where either a cat dies or a gay baby is born.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened. Okay.
So, the next segment is what I'm playing when I poop. I'm still playing Minesweeper, so mine hasn't changed. What do you do when you're pooping?
I don't really play a game when I poop. I'll get some texts in that I haven't had a chance to text back because usually I'm work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at work. I am work. I'm a lot of work. I'm not a
famous
person. Because at work I don't have a... We only have two breaks during the day and then the lunch. So, you know, if I have stuff to do, sometimes I'll excuse myself to the bathroom for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
I'm sure they think that I have tremendous intestinal issues or something
yes,
crazy.
I actually do.
But,
so I have an excuse to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. But no, yeah, I'll get my Instagram in. I'll get some of my Twitter stuff in. I'll you know, shoot out some of the texts that I haven't had a chance to respond to. Not just like the yeah, sure, yep
of
text,
course.
But like, you know, the ones that are actually going to take some thought to text
yeah.
back. I'll get some of those in. But yeah, I mean, I don't really, other than that, I'm just mainly concentrating on pooping. I don't do a lot of other...
See, I have to play games because I don't have a significant other to text.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's asleep. Nothing's going on Reddit.
Can we sidebar real fast? I just want to talk about, there's a culture that goes on in the bathroom that nobody really talks about. And I think it's really important that we mention it because I'm curious to see if anybody else is the same as me. Now, when I go to the bathroom, I like to be in the big stall.
Of course,
always. Because I don't like people being able to see my shoes. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. No, I hate it.
Because when I'm in the big stall and there's the little stall that's next to me, I can see that person's shoes.
Yeah.
And I know whenever I'm in the office, whenever I run to that person later, I'll know that that was them.
Oh, yeah.
And then whatever sounds went on, whatever phone noises went on... I'll be like, oh, that was you. You were in the bathroom. I think that I heard snoring last week. There was legitimate. It was like.
Really? Somebody fell asleep in the bathroom.
I'm serious. They were in there for a while. They were in there when I went in, and I was there for a while because I think I was I don't know who I was texting, but it was important, and I was in there for a while, and they were still in there when I left. And another time that I went in, somebody was on their phone having like a full on conversation, and I'm like. I don't know, would you have a conversation? Would you talk on your phone in the stall?
I silence my phone when I go in the bathroom.
Me too.
I don't want anyone to hear if anything happens
silent,
on my phone.
There's like an unspoken rule. I don't like my phone ringing. I don't like it going off. I would never answer it.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, would you ever have a full-on conversation in the bathroom?
I wouldn't even do it if I was at home in my own bathroom.
No, never.
You don't do it?
Never.
You just don't do that.
First of all, I would be stuck on the toilet until that conversation was over.
Yeah,
because
I don't want
to
flush.
Because I couldn't make any flushing sounds or sink sounds.
I would be as quiet as I can because I don't want them to know I'm in there.
I think one time I did, I don't know, experiment, I wouldn't say that. I tried doing it and I almost flushed and I knew this was such a bad idea. So I had to run out of the bathroom and be like, oh, just a second, just a second. And I had to throw my phone. And then I'd run back in the bathroom, flush the toilet, and then I'd run back over to where my phone was. Be like, oh, hey, I'm back. Sorry, there's somebody at the door. Blah blah blah. I don't know. It just
they didn't hear. They didn't hear. The
I don't think that they heard. I don't think they heard the toilet because they were in the other room. I threw them near. I threw them in my bed or something.
All right, that's good because that would have been embarrassing
mm-hmm.
if they heard it and
mm-hmm.
they just never brought it up.
Yeah, and so I know that I'm that way. So if I ever have to get in the little stall because the big cell's taken or whatever's happening, I'm always super conscious of everything that I do because I know that my shoes are being watched. And people, and I can be identified by my shoes. I wear the same shoes every day. I wear Chucks, either Chucks or these Vans that I've had forever. And I don't want them to, I don't know. I just.
Yeah. I mean, at least with me.
Yeah.
And I spoke in the last episode about like my fears of public restrooms, but at least with me, it's typically customers that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
I usually
and you
won't
as an
see
employee.
Other people. And typically, I don't think people would see my shoes and be like, oh, hey, I didn't recognize those shoes as that one guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, so typically it's pretty safe
mm-hmm.
in that, but I'm still super nervous about it.
Yeah, no, one time I went in and they're like, I don't know, somebody was playing some kind of a game. It was ba-choo, 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 like lightsaber sounds. It was ba-choo, 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 and I'm like,
turn your volume down.
I'm like, sir, this isn't the time for that. I mean, we're in a restroom. You need to be concentrating on getting your stuff done so, you know, that we can go back. I ran into him later that day. Well, I ran into his shoes. It was my boss. And I was like, wow, you're sitting in the bathroom for probably 10 or 15 minutes just playing Star Wars games? Well, I'm hard at work, talking on the phone, helping Wells Fargo. I was like,
it's complete crap.
Yeah, super, super respect level. Plummeting. I mean, going up at the same time, it was like, oh, cool, you play Star Wars on your phone, neat. But plummeting, just you know, a broken elevator.
At least, like, most of my bosses are girls, so I don't have to deal with that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I would be interested to know what the women bathroom culture is on that side, because I know they look at their shoes.
We'll have to ask Aubrey or something
mm-hmm.
when she's on.
Definitely.
Aubrey is Chris's wife.
Very true.
And my good friend,
mm-hmm.
she was how I got introduced into this friend.
She's actually, yes, actually, she was
mm-hmm.
actually Nate Prell's friend before I was Nate Prell's friend. They were friends in high school.
Which brings us into the next segment, which is origin story. So why don't you...
They said orgy story. And
orgy story.
Down. I'm like, I don't have anything to add to this topic.
I don't think any of us have orgy stories.
Okay, yeah, I was like...
None of us are that adventurous. So, origin story. How did you meet me? How are you? How did you become the person that you are today?
A little Stewie action there.
Always.
I don't know. I feel like those are two very separate questions. How I met you, as I recall, you had just broken up with a longtime girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Melanie.
Oh, I probably shouldn't. She'll never listen.
That's fine.
Michelle-any.
You know, mm-hmm. that crazy girl, Michelle-any.
Yep.
Just broken up with her. You were actually bowling alone. So,
mm-hmm.
in case I was going to ruin somebody's deep dark secret time. Whoopsie.
Nope, that wasn't mine today.
Bowling alone. So, and then I actually think he texted Aubrey. Was like, hey, what are you doing? And we were doing our, like, you know, our, it's called the bridge. It's like a...
It would have been
you know,
a Monday that I texted her, though.
Okay, you're right. And then the... Yeah. And
she
about...
invited me to that Thursday.
Right.
Because we go to the same church. That's like how we're
yes.
Like
that's
friends.
How we all... Yeah, we were at our young adults Bible study thing. And we were like, oh, you should come on Thursday. And so he was like, okay. So then Nate Pearl shows up. It's a little fiesta. Pops out, comes in, and he tells this Finding Nemo joke, which was hilarious
but
looking back, but it was...
But
okay, hold on. It was really...
Laughed.
No, because it was really poorly executed.
Hold on.
No.
Let's role play
no,
this.
No, listen. This is me.
This.
You're asking me to explain what happened. I'm explaining what happened.
Okay, I just want to defend myself in this situation, so let's role play this. We're going around. We're introducing ourselves, okay?
Yeah, okay, hold on.
It gets
no, we
to
do
me.
This. We do this thing called pows and wows.
Okay.
Where a pow is a bad thing that happened to you this week,
mm-hmm.
and a wow is a good thing that happened
which
to you
which is a
this
segment
week.
Later on in the show by a different name.
Wow, okay. I'm glad that you... Okay, that's fine. So, we all did ours, and it gets to Nate Prell, and his pow is... I forget how the line goes, but it's...
No, that was... This is my introduction to the group. I'm like, hello... My name is Nathan, and I haven't had a fish in 2 weeks.
Right, which is a very obvious Finding Nemo reference.
Yes.
But the way that it was stated to us, I thought that his fish had died 2 weeks ago, and I was trying to be sensitive and caring. And I was like, oh, bro, that sucks. I'm really sorry about your fish. I feel like you're, like, 19. I don't know why this is a super big deal to you right now. But, you know, whatever. Do you. And then... I don't know, he got really offended because nobody laughed.
Nobody
and I was
laughed.
Like, why would I laugh at your dead fish? I'm not, like, a psycho, like, apparently you are. And then it turned out that it was supposed to be a reference, which I'm really ashamed that I didn't catch, but I don't know. The timing was wrong. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it was a rocky start.
Yeah, so that's how it started. Then we ended up, I think we went out to sushi
mm-hmm.
later that night after we
same
hung
night,
out.
Yep.
Same night.
Mm-hmm.
And talked a little bit after that. And then, we just hung out randomly a couple times after that. And
mm-hmm.
then we had a couple, like, little, like, just us dates, which that's
yep.
how we knew we were, like, actually friends.
Because
we hung out outside of a
mm-hmm.
group. And
because
I was like, okay, cool. And then
Christopher is... We describe it as the friend glue of the group. If it wasn't for Christopher, none of us would be friends. There's about 10 of us, and none of us would be friends if it wasn't for Christopher.
It's like it's giving me a little bit too much credit, but I mean, if one were to place a label of friend glue on somebody
well,
in the group, I don't know. I guess
granted,
that would be true. That would be true. Yes.
Granted, I would have still come to Bridge after Aubrey invited me, and I probably would have gone a few more times. But I feel like the group is too clicky without the connector.
Oh, definitely.
So it would have split off, and
mm-hmm.
I maybe still would have been friends with Aubrey and maybe Jeff, but I
definitely,
feel like the rest
definitely.
Of the group...
Definitely. So that's how me and Nate problem at.
Mm-hmm.
And then how I became me... It's a very long story, but we'll try to make this super brief... grew up in Olympia, Washington. Born in California, grew up in Olympia, Washington, with my mom and my nana. Super amazing people. My mom actually just had hip surgery last Tuesday, so she's recovering. So if anybody thinks about her, it's cool. and then when I was 18, I moved to Sacramento, California, to be in this like internship program thing at this church I was working at. And I did a year of that, and then I did... another year of the same internship program, but in Vegas instead, which is where I met Aubrey. And then when that ended, I just kind of stayed here. We started dating, and then we got married, and here we are.
All right.
So
all right. Good story.
I know.
Had a burp.
Yeah, we all heard.
Yeah, we shouldn't. I kind of yelled at Kyson for doing that in the last episode.
For burping?
Well, he was making some other weird noises, too.
The burp Nazi?
No, it's just he did it really loud, and he had already made some other noises. I'm thinking of, they'll already know this, but I'm going to call that episode Oral Disaster, or like Oral, whatever, but like with an A.
Oral?
You know, Oral. There's Oral with an O, which is like speaking, like through the mouth, and then Oral Disaster is like an audio, it's hearing.
Oral's did you make
hearing.
That word up?
No, that's real, pretty sure.
Aural. I think that's audible.
No.
It would be audible disaster.
No.
I think
aural.
No.
No. Oral is speaking.
No, I know what
aural
oral
is.
Hearing. I don't think oral that that's
speaking,
the thing.
Speaking, aural hearing.
That's cute.
I've heard it
I don't...
a ton of times.
Okay. All right.
You look it up if you want.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
I'm looking it up
well,
right now.
We're going to move on to the next segment.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
How do you spell aural?
A-U-R-A-L, I believe. That is how I have it in my head. What are we looking at? What do we got? Showing up yet?
Hold on. Aural adjective.
That's why I chose Kyson as my co-host. He does not question
me. Are you kidding me? Okay, hold on. Let's go through this. Who have you had on the show already?
Kyson and Brooks. Kyson and Brooks were on the first episode. Second episode was just Kyson. And it was an aural disaster.
Okay. Of relating to the ear or the sense of hearing.
See, there you go.
Wow, okay, fine.
Don't question me, bro. Don't question me.
An overtone that is heard by the normal ear when a pure tone of suitable frequency and intensity is sounded, and that is presumably due to... Well, who wrote this? This is awful.
That was a lot.
That is an aural disaster. That definition is what I would call an aural disaster. I didn't like that at all. Okay, fine. All right, I'll give
okay.
that one to you.
Thanks, man. Thanks. So, next segment is something that you don't know about me. You as in the podcast listeners, me as in whoever's speaking. I really need to rename that.
Yeah, because that was really confusing.
Something they
I
don't
thought
know.
I was going to learn something about you for a second,
something
and now I'm
kind
of disappointed.
Something they don't know about us?
Okay.
They'll figure it out. So, what's something that people don't generally know about you?
Okay. Well, this requires a backstory.
Okay, that's fine.
About a year ago, year and a few months ago, when I just bought my new car, I was driving home from my then girlfriend Aubrey's house, and it was pretty late. It's probably about 3 a.m. And the story goes that I was turning from this. I was making a left hand turn. The light turned green. I was making the turn, and I
did you kill someone?
No, okay. No. I dozed off.
That would have been a great like third episode.
That would have been incriminating, and I would have gone to jail. So we're not going to do... We're not going there.
No, murder story.
But the story goes that I was turning left. I dozed off because it was like 3:30 in the morning. I was super tired.
That's what you do at that time.
And I took the turn a little too sharp. I busted over a median, shattered my tire, and then I had to change it, and it was all this stuff. So that's the story that everyone believes is true.
Yeah, that's the story
heard,
I was told.
Have you heard this? Okay, so you've heard this story. Okay, so what really happened...
Whoa, revealing things today.
What really happened was I was actually... I was on my phone, and I was texting...
That is illegal in this state,
I was texting Aubrey, actually, still.
You just
she was
left
like,
her house.
She was like, oh my gosh, you left me. I don't miss you so much. I was like, oh, babe, sorry. I gotta go to sleep. I gotta work. I don't know what it was, but... And I looked up. As I made the turn too sharp, just in time to see the median approaching swiftly in front of me, where I then busted up over the median, shattered my tire. I'm pretty sure I messed up my alignment. And then I had to pull into this like really ghetto bar parking lot and change the tire and stuff. So it was a really traumatic experience.
Is that why your car just screams every time you turn the wheel?
No, that's because I don't have any power steering.
Okay.
So, nice try, but no, that's a completely different issue.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, yeah, there you have it.
Okay, so my thing that people don't generally know, I didn't think about it before. I have a real bad habit.
How can
you
not think about it before? We had this specific conversation before
we
started the
one.
Episode.
I didn't
You're
think
like,
of one.
Get ready, because we're going to have to do a thing. Reveal yourself, blah, blah, blah. Reveal yourself. That sounds dirty. All
right.
Reveal something about yourself. And I was like, I got to think of one.
Well, like I guess the one that's really been on my mind recently kind of has to go with like another topic that would be discussed. So we can go ahead and discuss that after this. But... Like dream, like daydreams, kind of like fantasies about the future.
Okay.
Whenever I like fantasize about the future, at some point I get married.
Okay.
At some point I have a kid. But whenever I like daydream about being a father,
mm-hmm.
it's always just me.
Ooh.
My wife is nowhere to be found.
Is
there's
she
never
working?
An explanation. No,
or
there's
she...
never. She's gone.
She's gone.
As in
she's
not, dead
she's,
or not
she's
in the picture.
Left. Oh, wow.
I don't know what is up with... I don't know what part of my mind is like, hey, by the way, you're going to be alone later.
You're going to be a single dad. There's going to be a girl who shows up who gives you a child. Doesn't want the child, by the way.
Yeah, leaves
And
the
leaves
child.
The child with you.
Or dies.
Or dies.
So I don't know what that about, because I...
Wait, okay, hold on. Would you rather her... leave you and the child but still be alive in the world?
I'd rather her be dead.
Or would you rather her die?
I'd rather her die because being left like that is not something that I want to happen.
So you'd rather her be dead forever?
Yes.
But if at least she's still alive in the world, she'd be an awful, terrible... Can we cuss on this show?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, she'd be a bitch. She'd be a total bitch.
Yeah.
If she just left you with a kid, are you serious?
Yeah, exactly. That's why
But at least she'd still be alive. You could see her. The kid would know its mother.
But that's why I kind of would think that if I was a single father, I would want to have her have died so that I don't have that, like, betrayal and heartbreak of when she left me.
And then you have to explain it to the kid.
And then I have to explain that. I feel like it'd be a lot easier instead of saying, hey, your mother... didn't
how old
love
are,
you
how
enough.
How old are your kids at this point?
They're like 6 or 7.
So she probably dipped out around 4?
Yeah, she dipped out early.
Okay, so like three or four years into the kids' lives.
Yeah, probably.
We're assuming probably like 4 or 5 years into your guys' relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's, I don't know, that's just something. I imagine weddings and stuff. Like, if I like someone, I can imagine and think, what would it be like being married to them? But anytime I imagine having a child, it's always just me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. That's terrible.
I know, right?
Well, I hope that you and your future Nate Pearl children do have a Nate Pearl mom.
Yeah, hopefully they do. But I don't know. But so that kind of leads into a topic that I want to talk about, which is just, you know, dreams.
Okay.
So what are some like recurring dreams that you have?
Let me tell you about, okay, this is a dream that I just had the other night. Not last night, but I think it was the night before. It was my birthday. And I don't know, your birthday's coming up,
mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
It would have been passed by the time this comes out.
Yes.
Yes.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
But yeah, it was my birthday, and we all went out. We all went out for my birthday. We went out to some, I don't know, we all went out, some crazy club, whatever. And Kesha was with us. Like, we didn't meet her there. It wasn't a big deal. She came with us. She was one of our friends. She came with us.
Okay.
And I just wanted to do regular stuff. I could smoke, drink, you know, whatever, have a good time. We're at the bar. And Kesha comes bringing out, like, all these crazy drugs. I'm like, Kesha, stop. No, we don't.
Yeah, calm
down. We're not into
Kesha.
That, Kesha. No, it's fine. She bring out, like, she's like, oh, wanted some drugs? Want some, like, she brought out, like, her ecstasy pills.
She
like, Kesha,
that?
Stop.
She spoke like that?
Like, hey, you guys want to do something? No, she didn't sound. Yeah, she wasn't like. That was kind of Tina Fey and Mean Girls wanted some drugs. No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, but she was like, she was all crazy the whole time. She kept, like, doing. And I'm like, Tina. Dang it.
Yeah.
Kesha, stop. Kesha, just calm down. We're not doing that. Nobody wants your coke. Nobody wants the ecstasy pills, the heroin. Stop. Just stop. Get off the table. Come down. Stop.
You know, she actually doesn't party as hard as she used to anymore. She
mm-hmm.
used to be real bad, but now she's calmed down.
She has a show now.
She has a show.
She has a reality show on MTV, which I really actually want to see. And people made fun of me. They're like, you want to watch the Kesha show?
I want to watch the Kesha show.
Because I'm really interested to know. Is she really like that? Like, does she...
Because I had read that there was a guy...
Because in the commercial, they made it seem like, oh, she's just parties all the time. That's her life.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. But I'm like, is she a real person? Does she really care about stuff?
I read about a guy who was... He had followed her around for a couple years.
That's weird.
And they were, like,
That's so weird.
No, like, he was making a documentary or something.
Okay, all right.
I thought it was going to come out as, like, a movie, but I guess it's a show now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But yeah, like he said that, like she used to party real hard at first,
and
like really living up to the tour.
Right. Now she's kind of growing up.
But now she's kind of growing up. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, I'd like to see the show. I think it just aired like this week or last week or something.
Oh, I should
record
look
it.
That.
So
yeah,
that's a dream that I had.
I used to have a recurring dream when I was a kid. Everything was black and white, and we lived in like a city. And there was, like, a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Not Godzilla. A Tyrannosaurus Rex. A giant one.
Okay.
That was just destroying the city. And then it would eventually, like, kill my family. And
that's
I was like,
terrible.
Jeez, come on. I also had this other reoccurring dream where I was driving a monster truck through a park full of, you know, like creatures, like vampires and werewolves and Frankensteins and ghosts.
Like a park,
stuff.
Like a city park, or a park like a zoo park. Like they're all the creatures
no,
are in
like,
this park.
Like a park, like a huge.
You're saying
park.
The same word, and you're not answering my question.
Like a city park.
Okay, all right. Okay, like
you
a
know,
central park,
some,
kind of.
Yeah,
there's grass and swings
some,
and chairs,
yeah.
Trees. Okay.
But I would just drive through there, and then eventually I would get out of the monster truck, which, bad idea, you got a monster truck. Kill all the monsters with the monster truck. And then
yeah,
I'd have to fight them off. Like, I was under a gondola, and I would fight, like, punch these vampires and zombies and things.
I was funny that you said, I was just getting ready to say, I have a very, very high percentage of zombie dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Unusually high percentage of zombie dreams. Probably every third dream is a zombie dream, which is neat. I love zombie dreams. I love zombies. I get really into that.
Yeah. That, we can have a whole episode later.
We can have an
zombies.
Entire episode just about zombies. And I'd like to. I think we should.
Yeah,
like
we definitely should.
Like a
we
special
will.
Edition episode
mm-hmm.
Just about zombies. That'd be cool. But what I would do, one last thing on the dream subject. I did have a dream the other night. And I'm not really into like super vivid, like awake, asleep dreams. It doesn't happen to me. I'm really into like crazy, like demonic, spiritual dreams. I don't do that. But I was having a dream. that I was being, I was in this, like, it was like a little, like an RC car, and I was driving it, but I was my size, so it was, I was really big for the car. I was going kind of slow because of that. It's me sitting on those little RC cars.
So it was like actual size RC car.
It was pathetic, really. Okay. So it was struggling. It was struggling to chug on. There was people chasing me. Well, I ran off the road in my RC car into this kind of like mossy embankment down towards this lake. And so the RC car flies off. So I start crawling away. Well, the people who are chasing me start crawling after me down the embankment. I'm like, this is retarded. And I turn around like, hey, stop. Don't come no further. I'm about to jump in the lake, and I can swim, and you guys can't swim. And for some reason, they're like, oh, you're right. Oh, crap. And
how
I was
did
like,
you have that
yes.
information and they didn't?
I don't know. It was my dream, so I could do whatever
I
wanted. So then as I kind of get into the water and I start swimming, they get into the water also. And I was like, hold
they
on.
They can't swim.
Hold on. Pump the brakes. I just said I was the only one who could swim here in this situation. You guys aren't supposed to be swimming. At this point, I wake up, okay? And, I mean, I'm laying there, obviously here. You know, I'm looking down at the end of the bed. And the guy who is chasing me is right there still, kind of like hunched over, kind of like awkward, the ring-esque.
Oh, goodness.
Coming out of the well at me. And I was like, And then he like crawl, like nasty spider crawls up the bed at me. And then I really wake up.
Oh,
I'm like literally actually... I don't know, moaning, I guess. I don't know, like, you know, like sleep crying. I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
And, which I don't ever do.
That's
the most
intense.
I ever do when I'm crying, or when I'm sleeping is like, breathe loudly. I don't snore.
I haven't had a
weird.
Dream.
So Aubrey had to, like, turn over and be like, oh, my baby, it's okay, well, whatever. And I was like, oh, it was terrible. It was a thorough nightmare.
I haven't had a dream like that since I was, like, 9.
Yeah, me neither.
That's
so
intense.
It was pretty crazy. Yeah, I did not enjoy that at all.
Gosh.
I know.
Whew.
So
yeah, I don't know. Like in a lot of my dreams, there's a lot of death in my dreams. Even dreams that I would consider pretty good dreams, somebody usually dies.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, like there have been a couple dreams where it's like a survival situation, and some of the friends either died real early on or didn't make it or just weren't there, and typically. You and Aubrey always die together.
What the heck? Why do I die?
I don't know.
Do I die cool?
Yeah, you guys usually make it real far, and then you and Aubrey die together because you guys are married, and it's like, well, I'm not going to let one of them go. So both of you guys die.
All right. But if you were going to let one of them die and
would,
the other one lives...
It would be Aubrey. Aubrey would die.
Aubrey would die and I would live.
Yeah, don't... No, don't.
No comment.
No, we got it.
No comment.
Usually it's like me and Kyson till the end.
That figures.
But, like, pretty far into it, it's like Nate and Laura would be there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And Laura is always just a badass. She's always killing, like, pew-pew, killing everybody.
Like Laura Croft?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. And she's really cool, but then it's like, bam, she just dies. It's like,
what?
No, Laura! But she always makes it pretty far with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate just kind of tags along, and then I think he just kind of disappears after that.
Once Laura's dead,
he
just kind of goes home.
Yeah, I think he just gives up.
He's like, you know, where's Dylan? I'm going to go hang out with Dylan, play some live ball. The hoops.
But, so, I don't know. A lot of death in my dreams. I die a lot in my dreams.
Really?
I used to have
I
a lot of
die.
Dreams.
I've never died.
I used to have a lot of
in
dreams
my own
where
dream.
I would have, there'd be a car crash, and I would bleed out and die.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, real bad. And, like, Pete Holmes, he does another podcast that I listen to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He likes to ask people, like, if they have, like, any, like, rituals that kind of that they do when they go to sleep.
Rituals.
Like, what you imagine when you're trying to go to sleep. And, like, his
okay.
thing is, like, he imagines he's a sniper, like, all cozy and stuff. And I used to kind of imagine, like, the same thing. Like, I was undercover, like, sniping people. But in order to go to sleep, I had to get shot and die. I couldn't just be comfortable in my little sniper place and fall asleep. It has to end with me, I get killed.
That's weird. You're weird.
I know.
Do you ever have dreams where you figure out mid-dream that you are dreaming and thus becomes the most awesomest day of your
no.
life because you can therefore control the dream?
I've never been able to do that.
Never happens to you?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's happened to me on several occasions. Usually because something in the dream will be like everything in my dreams is crazy weird. Like it's not obviously not reality, but every once in a while I'll catch on to it. I'll be like, this isn't how it really is, and I'll know. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm dreaming. Oh my gosh, and then I will be able to like do stuff, say stuff to people. Most occasions, I try to turn it into some kind of a sex dream, but. That well, honestly, that really only happens like probably 30% of the time.
Yeah.
And that's isn't that unfortunate though?
Yeah.
I feel like if you have the power to just walk up to random people and just like do stuff, anything, because you know it's a dream, but in my dreams, I only take advantage of it probably 30-40% of the time.
I don't know, but I think because like during the day, I'm constantly in my head,
mm-hmm.
and I can't get out of my head. And then when I'm trying to go to sleep, I usually can't fall asleep very fast because I'm always in my head. So I think when I'm actually asleep and dreaming, I'm so far. I think that's the only time my brain turns off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so far in my subconscious that I never realize what's going on.
Hmm.
I think I'm just too far deep into it
hmm.
to realize, hey, this is a dream.
It's true.
What are we at? 40 minutes?
What about 40 minutes?
That's good. We still have a couple more segments to do. So
how long is this? How long is this thing?
The last one was an hour, so...
Okay, so we still have...
Yeah, I like it to end organically. 15
minutes,
so.
Okay.
Next segment is things that we like. So just, what's something that you like, Chris?
I like a lot of things. I like M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
Large fan of Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not even get started on that topic, because
I figured that could be a whole other segment
later on. For a while.
Yeah,
maybe when we do... What's the segment that I get? Do I get a segment?
You get Cigars with Chris.
Yes.
Which...
So I'll be a reoccurring character.
Oh, you're going to be on the podcast
a
lot, yes. The
awesome.
Podcast
Fantastic.
Idea is, it's me, Kyson's a sort of co-host,
uh-huh.
and then just all of my friends. Just
okay.
whenever
okay.
I can get with people to record, it's going to be
I
all
feel
of my
like,
friends.
From what I've heard of what has been said about me on the last podcast, I'm far less funny than I should be. I feel like more jokes should have been cracked. There should have been some better references
it's
made.
This was a serious
so
podcast.
So they're gonna be like, oh, that kid's back.
Not
funny. No, and I'm really upset because
they need to learn about you so that they can understand.
So they
your
understand
humor.
The,
you know,
the coming jokes. Okay, that's fine.
I think the podcast of me with just me and you are gonna be like the most serious ones. I feel like these are gonna be we really delve into things. And we get things done. Because Kyson can pay attention to anything.
That's
that
true.
Kid loses
I am very excited to do a podcast with Kyson.
I asked him if he wanted to be on
because
this one, but
Kyson and I play off each other rather well.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see that happen.
Yeah. But he didn't have any gas money, so he couldn't come up today.
That's stupid.
But he'll be living at my
so
house
come to North
at the
Town.
End of the month.
Kyson,
so.
Okay, hold on. Let me just sidebar this real quick.
Okay.
Kyson, the way that Las Vegas is set up is there's Las Vegas, the main, it's kind of like a circle. It's kind of an awkward parallelogram
mm-hmm. kind of, basically.
Thing. And then off to the side, there's this growth known as Henderson.
It's like really south.
Really super southeast is Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Kyson lives. And Nate Prell lives super northeast, so kind of directly above where Kyson lives. And then I live all the way over
yeah.
northwest.
Yeah, I live in North Las Vegas.
North
That's
Las
what
Vegas.
It's called. It's
yeah.
North Las Vegas.
Literally North Las Vegas.
There's a sign at some point that says, welcome to friendly North Las Vegas. Which
yeah, it's literally
friendly.
Across the street from where I... Don't even get me started on how much I hate North Las Vegas, because there's a lot of reasons which we can dive into
yeah.
later.
Anyway, but so there's North Las Vegas... Then there's Las Vegas, which
right.
is the major
which
portion,
is the major
of, the
portion
valley.
Of the valley. And then there's...
And there's the strip in the middle of it.
Yeah,
and then
and
there's
Henderson.
Henderson.
Okay.
And over to the west is Summerlin, which is
which
the
is like, yeah,
rich,
the rich people.
Part.
It's like privately owned community,
yeah.
basically. Anyway, so Kyson always refers... Kyson has no idea, really, about the geography of the city of Las Vegas. He doesn't know anything except how to get from his house to Nate Prell's house. And as far as I'm concerned, that's pretty much it. So, and which he refers to as North Town, which I don't know why, but it just annoys the crap out of me.
It annoys me a little bit too.
Because he refers to going anywhere that's not Henderson as North Town.
It's not.
It's not.
Just because
it's not,
north.
It's
just
not North Town.
It's north of where you are. Doesn't
no,
make it
it's
north
not.
Town.
And it's not. It's a still. It's a stupid name.
Yes.
I don't like it.
And I hate it even more because sometimes I accidentally say it. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe it.
That's
I can't believe
it.
I just
I can't
said
believe
that.
It. Yeah, I know. That's like, sidebar. Sidebarception. That's like when you're making fun of people. Like, we went through this weird phase where we were making fun of people who said, like, oddby.
Yeah, and
the
then
retarded girls who are like, mm-hmm. totes presh, oh, oddby, blah, blah, blah. And I'd never said it because I was against it. I hated it. I think I said it one time. Oddby was like, don't start saying that. I can never respect you. Blah, 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 all this crap. Guess who says it all the time? Friggin' Aubrey.
Yeah.
I'm like, somebody will say, like, obviously, and the first thing that pops into my head, I'm like, oddly. I'm like, I hate that. I hate when people say that. Even though nobody did. And then guess who actually says it?
You say it ironically.
Aubrey.
Yeah, you say it ironically.
It turns into a real thing.
And it turns into a real thing in your life.
I've got
to be really careful.
I know. You have to be so careful with your jokes these days.
I never started saying YOLO. I was like,
I
could say it.
There was a small part of me that wanted to start saying YOLO.
Mm-hmm.
Not as, like, a part of my everyday speech, but, like, to throw in as a really good joke.
I can't do that. I just can't do it.
I'm going to go to Chili's and then Applebee's. YOLO, you know.
Okay, so at this point in time, I received a phone call which paused the recording, and then it immediately kicks back up. So there was a glitch in the system. But so I put this here to kind of let you know what happened instead of just having it just run from the last thing straight into this, and then it would just be weird. So right back into it.
We were supposed to play D&D today.
So
I guess it kept going.
We'll have to play that back because I'm interested to see what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, we'll have to check that
Who's
out.
Who's Tyler?
He works at the store. He played D&D with me and a couple of other guys.
Okay. Sometimes you talk about these friends that you have, and I don't believe that some of them are real.
I wouldn't call Tyler.
For example,
I would refer to Tyler as a friend.
For example, Nate Pearl has this friend named James.
He's going to be here on the first.
And Jeff, my friend Jeff, I think Jeff will be on the podcast next week.
If he shows up?
Next week, Jeff will be on the podcast. And me and Jeff do not believe that James is real. Now, Kyson and Nate have been talking about James for a very long time now.
We talked.
Years.
He was a big topic on the last podcast.
And there have been numerous occasions over the past several years of my and Nate Pearl's friendship where James has going to been coming to town. Now, James is like that weird character on the show that's only ever spoke of. It's like Fez's home country. Like, it's never really, like, you don't really know about it. It's like, oh, hold on. There's a perfect example of this. iCarly, Sacco. Spencer's the brother, did anybody watch iCarly?
I don't watch iCarly.
Really? Okay, well, hopefully people watch iCarly. Spencer, the older brother, Carly's older brother, has this friend named Sacco, who, like, does all this stuff, makes pretty much everything in their house, all these crazy adventures that they reference, but you never actually see Sacco.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I don't think he's actually going to be a real character. I think he's just referenced.
He will.
But he was supposed to come in, like, this week, wasn't he?
He's supposed to be here on Friday.
Where is he now?
The renters that are renting his house.
That's so convenient.
Because when he moved to Washington 5 years ago.
Washington.
Where
in Washington?
It's right out of Seattle. It's like a small thing right out of Seattle.
That's easy. That's a safe thing to say.
I don't remember. I think it starts with an L. It's an L or an S. I don't know.
Spanway?
Yes. Spanway.
Not quite near. Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
That's what it is. I don't know the geography of
Washington. Okay, that's fine.
And so his parents moved because they had a house in Washington and the house out here. So they rented out the house out here. And there's been, I think, two families or so that's lived in it. But they were supposed to come back out in April. But the renters didn't move out.
Mm-hmm.
And then so they were supposed to be back out here at the beginning of May. And he was supposed to be here on the 10th. But the renters aren't moving out till like the... Like
they're
the
landlords. Make the renters move out. I don't understand why this is an issue.
So he won't.
I'm like, I own the house that you're living in. Get the heck out.
So he's not going to be here till the first. But it's like what is going to happen? And knock on wood, his plane's going to go down.
I know. There's not going to be a real James ever.
James is going to die before he gets here, and no one is ever going to believe me.
No one.
He was a big part
now,
of my
Aubrey,
life for
Aubrey
years.
Tries to verify because I guess
she's
three of you went to high school together.
Yeah, well, me and
or at least
Aubrey
she's
went to high
seen
school. I brought James along to
him.
Our concerts, our band concerts. James had come. And so Aubrey has met James.
See, that I'm not even sure about either, because Aubrey's kind of sketchy on some details about life that she... I don't know.
I guess, but no. James is a real person. You're going
believe.
To meet him very soon.
Okay, all right.
Anyway...
I feel like this is when we talk about, like, Jesus' second coming. Jesus is a real person. He's coming back very soon. Oh, okay.
James is real.
I don't know. All right.
Man... Now that we went on that sidebar, I forgot what I was going to end the podcast with. Because you mentioned something, and I was like, oh, we can end it with that. That would be a good topic to... Oh!
James isn't real?
No, not James isn't real. That our life is a sitcom.
Our life is a sitcom, which actually...
Because, like we were talking about, James is the kid you never hear about. In the beginning of our friendship, I was the friend...
Yes!
Who
yes.
didn't know... What
you were like the
family.
Beans. You were the mm-hmm. beans of our friends. Like you would beans, from even Stevens, for those of you who aren't old enough to care. Yes, we. Nate Prell was literally with us. Like this is back before he was retarded and never hung out and always like, oh, I can't hang out. I'm working at tomorrow.
Because I worked grocery.
Anyways,
so I went in at 10 o'clock, so I would stay out until I went to work.
That's
now
fine.
I go home and sleep.
So, yeah, Nate Pearl would hang out with us literally every night of the week. He was always around. He always hung out. He was always randomly at our house for no reason. Like, the way that it was, like, he would literally just, like, we would be hanging out, and Nate Pearl would just walk in, and we were like, oh, hey, Nate Pearl, blah, 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 we're hanging out, come on. And we never heard about his parents. We never met his parents. He never had any parents that seemed to care about where he was all the time, where he never spent, like, major holidays with them. Like, I'm like, what is this kid doing? Why does he not have any family? And then finally I met Nate Pearl's mom, who's a wonderful woman. She's a good friend of mine now. I always save her beer. Me and Max have a battle for who's their favorite, which I'm pretty sure I won. So that's fine. But yes, our life is definitely a sitcom.
Yes. It,
which
it
reminds
was,
me, I have a surprise for the next show that I'm on, which hopefully is next week with Jeff, because it would be a good time to introduce it.
Yeah,
I have a really neat thing, and I want to see how it works on the show.
All right.
Because
all right, that's exciting.
Yes.
A little teaser.
Yes.
So you listen to future episodes, because Chris has an idea.
Apparently it's a super huge deal.
Well,
rare occasion.
We're in the very beginning of the podcast, so, you know, any segment idea is a great
idea. It's a great
idea.
Until
yeah.
proven otherwise.
Yes.
Until the
and
segment fails.
We would have ended this... It's a from Twitter. We would have ended this with Cigars with Chris, but Aubrey won't allow him to smoke until my birthday, so we can't do it this
Aubrey
week.
Thinks that I've been smoking too much, so
have you?
She made me promise that I wouldn't smoke for... 3 weeks, something stupid like that.
Okay.
Well, I realized that 2 weeks from, I don't know when this happened, but I was like, well, next week is Nate Prell's birthday, and I'm smoking with my friend Nate Prell on his 21st birthday. So that's happening, woman. Listen
yeah,
here.
You gotta put your foot down
yeah,
right on the
and
lock.
So she was like, fine, but not until then. And so I decided I would, you know,
yeah.
I would be good and do what she said.
In
so.
A few episodes from now, after time has gone by, we'll have the segment Cigars with Chris, where we'll talk about manly things while we smoke cigars and maybe drink some scotch or something. Who knows?
It's true. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I think about the world
mm-hmm.
and how you can be better at it.
Yeah. Which, as we've told you in previous episodes, your life will get very much better after listening to this podcast. Your life will improve.
It's true.
So, let me just go through a quick run through the rest of the segments that we were supposed to do. We did Things I Like, which super sidebar off of that.
Super sidebar.
That
I think that's
thing.
The best kind of thing, though, is the sidebars, because those are
yes.
the most organic.
Yeah, I think that...
Otherwise, just be listing off things that I like, which
yeah.
is pretty much an endless
yeah.
list.
I really wish I had my notes with me. After Things I Like is... Oh, isn't that just swell? So...
Mm.
It's a joke with the inflection of the thing. So, basically, pals and wows. Well, isn't that just swell? And,
iconic.
Well, isn't that just
yeah.
swell? So, one bad thing this week, one good thing this week.
Is that what we're ending with? Or is that what we're doing next week? We do next week.
No, we'll end it. This will be the
ending ender.
Yeah, this will be the last thing. We'll do our one good thing, one bad thing, and then... I don't have my journal with me, so I'll add a poem on... later.
You have a journal?
Like, unless we do a special segment, I'm going to end every podcast reading, like an old poem or song that I wrote.
Okay, fine.
That's how I've been ending it, so.
Okay, are you going to go first or am I going to go first?
I could go first.
Okay, you go first.
I go first. One bad thing is, oh, I guess I mentioned that on the last one. So, it sucks. I've recorded 3 episodes in 1 week, so it's
not
like,
you're not supposed to give information like that away.
No, it's fine. Everyone knows when people record. The Popular Outcast record 3 episodes every fourth Sunday.
I'm not concerned with them.
They're my bosses, Chris.
I'm just kidding. I love Popular
Outcasts. You don't even know them.
That stuff that you told me about them is fantastic.
Yes.
With the one death threats bad thing. And the posters. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Okay, one good thing. I'm going to use it again. I got a podcast. Big life dream.
I'm very excited about this.
Big life dream.
With you. And I'm truly honored that I could be a part of it with you.
Of course. You're one of my best friends. Of course you're going to be part of it. One bad thing is that I can't think of a bad thing this week.
You didn't take your mother out for Mother's Day.
I did.
Anything. You did?
Yeah, we went out to lunch.
Fantastic. I'm very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. As soon as I left church, I called her up. I said, hey, Mom, get dressed and stuff. I'm going to take you out to lunch. She's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, because everyone else ditched me, and they said I was a bad son for not taking you out, so...
You know why everyone else ditched you?
Because they were
doing
stuff
with their
moms. They were
all going out stuff... Yeah, doing stuff with their moms.
Yeah, I know. So...
Okay. All right. Okay, well, that's cool. Good to see you.
Yeah, so, I don't know. No bad things this week.
That's fine. Good.
What's up with you?
Let's see. Well, today was a scorcher. It was real hot.
It
was very hot.
It was 110 earlier.
I don't know if that's true.
In my car, at like...
Okay, I'm talking about the real air outside. I don't know. I don't know if it was quite 110.
That's what my thermostat on my car said.
Okay. All right, well, okay, so... Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, it was super hot. So I get out to my car, I get out of work. I get out of work at like 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hot. It's like the heatest heat of the day.
It was the heatest of the day.
It was the heatest of the day, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I get out to my car, and sometimes if it gets... really hot. My car is kind of sketchy about the air conditioning. It's like, ooh, I'm not going to work right now.
Okay.
So I get out, and I parked purposely in the shade. I was planning for this. I knew it was going to be hot when I woke up. And and I get in my car, and I turn on the air, and it's cold. So I'm like, thank God in heaven that this is cold right now. And then slowly it's like...
Turned hot?
Turned hot.
Oh,
the whole
man.
Drive home. And I was, like, in, like, my shirt and my tie because I work at a bank. And it was, like, blistering hot inside my car. And I had my windows down, but there was traffic. And I was like, well, isn't that swell? And
good.
It was terrible.
I like that you added
thank
that.
You.
That'll
yes,
be
I know.
And
a good thing that happened today. Yesterday was Mother's Day. I got to take my mother-in-law out. My first Mother's Day with a mother-in-law.
That's fun.
That was fun. And then I got to Skype. Well, I guess FaceTime with my mom, who's recovering, like I said, from surgery. So it's the first time I got really to talk to her since she came out of the
hospital
thing. Yeah, so that's,
all right.
That's a great time. Yeah.
That's good. So that brings us to the end of this podcast, and I end everyone.
Are we going to sing another song?
No.
Okay.
By asking a little question. So, Christopher, let me get on the thing so I can end it right after this. Would you go on a date with me?
Where would we go?
Someplace? I don't know. There's a new Olive Garden that just opened. We can go check it out.
That's okay.
Is that a no?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, cool.